Job chapter 27. And Job continued his parable and said, As God liveth, who hath taken away my right, and the Almighty, who hath embittered my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak unrighteousness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Be it far from me that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove my blamelessness from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart reproacheth me not one of my days. Let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that riseth up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the ungodly, when God cutteth him off, when God taketh away his soul? Will God hear his cry when distress cometh upon him? Doth he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he at all times call upon God? I will teach you concerning the hand of God. What is with the Almighty will I not conceal. Behold, ye yourselves have all seen it. And why are ye thus altogether vain? This is the portion of the wicked man with God, and the heritage of the violent which they receive from the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried by death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust, and prepare clothing as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He buildeth his house as the moth, and as a booth that a keeper maketh. He lieth down rich, but will do so no more. He openeth his eyes, and he is not. Terrors overtake him like waters. A whirlwind stealeth him away in the night. The east wind carrieth him away, and he is gone. And as a storm it hurleth him out of his place. And God shall cast upon him, and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him, and shall hiss him out of his place.